Lakuta Teda, Tzav, page Tezvav, middle of the first column. Well, no, past the middle of the first column. Okay. Okay, 20 lines approximately from the end of the first column on page Tezvav. The Alter Rebbe started explaining why Pesach we say half hallel and on Sukkot we say complete hallel. So he gave the whole mashal of the father. There's two types of love of a child. When the kid's little, the father hugs him and picks him up. When he's older, he doesn't do that, but it's a much deeper level of love. So he says, before Matan Torah, the Yidden were on the level of little kids. They didn't have this understanding of Hashem. So therefore, the level of love of Hashem outwardly was great, but really it's not such a great level of love. Therefore, you don't finish Hallel. The first days of Pesach, we do say Hallel, complete Hallel. So he says that's because the Mamish became a new nation from total evil to Kedusha. But Sukkot, on the other hand, is already after Matan Torah, and therefore you finish Hallel. Okay, so like 20 lines from the end of the first column of Tezvav. Bagdam is removing Gamkei, Natam Shebishmini, Atzeres, Nematzeres, Tialachem. And that's why the Alter Rebbe asked the question before. By Pesach it says, Atzeres LaShem Elokecha. It's a holding back for Hashem. For Hashem, and in Sukkot it says Tialochem. He says, why by Sukkot does it say to you Shemerim is Galochem Mamish? Because it's revealed in the Jew, because it's after Matan Torah. Sukkot comes after Matan Torah, and therefore there's a greater revelation. Because when was this internalized? With the ultimate level of connection with Hashem was by Matan Torah. So therefore, by Sukkot, which is after Matan Torah, the pasuk says, "Hatzeres tiyalochem." You feel it; it's held within you; it's internalized. And then he says, "Okay, we'll learn the parentheses. We're almost done with the maimon." L'chein nikra shvuas hatzeres b'gemara. And therefore, the Gemara says, "How come made them batzeres tiyalochem?" The Gemara, there's an argument in the Gemara: is Yom Tov for you or for Hashem? So, the halacha is by Shavuos, everybody says it has to be lochem, meaning you have to enjoy it. Other Yom Tov could be half for God, half for you, as far as the enjoyment goes. The Gemara says because Matan Torah, a person should be happy with the Torah, so therefore physically. You should have more enjoyment on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's why you eat cheesecake. Now, but he says, I'm looking at the Shir HaShirim, and the Pasuk Mayofo Pamecha, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the following statement. Ru'u Yehoisat Tzeres Shochag, the Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot should be 50 days after the first days of Sukkot, like Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. We learned already many times, it's brought down in Halacha also, that Pesach are like the first days of Yom Tov, Shavuos are like the last days of Yom Tov, and Sfiras HaEm is Chol HaMoed. Because we know Pesach and Shavuos are interconnected. So Pesach is like the first days of Yom Tov, Shavuos is the last days of Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed is like Chol HaMoed. I mean, Sfiras HaEm is Chol HaMoed. So Shmuel ben Levi says, really, just like Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach, Simchas Torah should be 50 days after Sukkot. But why not? Therefore, Shavuos compared to the 7 days of Pesach is similar to Shmini Atzeres to Gabi Shivas Yimei HaChag. Meaning, Shebepesach leinim shechagili kol kach bebchinas lochem, because Pesach, the revelation of Elokus, because it was before Matan Torah, they didn't have the proper Kalim to internalize it, it's like Ad Shvoshin in it. So therefore, again, the revelation of Pesach was incomplete until Matan Torah. But Sukkot, which is already after Matan Torah, we have it's a much greater level. So he says like this, interesting. Rinei b'inyan halel pirushet amaz. Shekein halel seyd alohoy b'malchus seyd adnai b'gematria halel. It says like this. The inyan of a halel, Kabbalistically, the Ramaz writes, was a Makubal, the Ramaz writes that the purpose of halel is to bring the level of adnai into malchus. To bring adnai into malchus. Because halel, hey lamed lamed, equals 65. Adnai equals 65. So he says halel and the name adnai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Hashem, the way we pronounce it, is similar because the whole inyan of Halel is to bring Adnai into Malchus. Therefore, the Ramaz writes Kabbalistically, why don't you say complete Halel until Shavuos, on Pesach, besides the first days? But afterwards, you don't say complete Halel because before Matan Torah, they didn't have this level of Adnai coming into Malchus. Because when was the inyan, the revelation of Malchus in its entirety, was by Shavuos when they got the title. The inyan, what does it mean? Like it says, okay, the Sefer Me'eri Od, it's all Kabbalah's fun. It says, Halo is called Malchus, because Mahalo Tomid Hashem, it brings, you're always praising Hashem. Okay. That's it. So this mimer is basically done. Let's see. What? What? You have a question? The punchline of this mimer is, by eating matzah, we internalize this level of, the higher level of matzah after chatzeis, which is the ultimate level of bittul, but still it doesn't come to the level of matan teira. But we now are after Matan Torah, so therefore we could eat it. Just like Sukkot had more things complete halal than Pesach because it was after Matan Torah. So now when we eat matzah before midnight, it's really the matzah after midnight, and therefore we have greater revelations. Yes, revealing the hidden levels of Elokus. Okay, you know what? Let's go to the next maimon. It's a short maimon. Okay. Sheish yisam teicha matzah. Just continuation of Peshit as well. Second column. Sheish yisam teicha matzah. You may shvetz es Hashem alakechol yisasim alakha. Again, it's the same pasuk you quoted before. 6 days eat matzah. 7th day is atzeres. You shouldn't do any malacha. So he asked the question he asked before. Love and Shabishmini Atzeres, it says Atzeres Ti Alochem. By Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot, it says it's Atzeres for you. And by Pesach, it says Atzeres Lashem Alokecha. Okay, why is it this Lashem and this is Lochem? Gam Mahu Leisasim Alocha, what does it mean the Torah says don't do work? Havale Lameima Melecha Saveda. Okay, in other words, like this. We know that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos you're not allowed to cook, do anything that's forbidden for food. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, you can, I mean, halachically, you can even shecht an animal on Yom Tov and kosher it and cook it because it's all for food. You're allowed to do things on Shabbos. So, how do we learn this out from? Because by Shabbos, it's a leisase kol malacha, any malacha. By Yom Tov, it says Melechas Avoido. And because over there it says Melechas Avoido, so the Gemara learns out, whatever, that you're allowed to cook for food. But here by Pesach, it says Leisase Melocha. So Lechayr, it's the wrong term. The Torah shouldn't say Leisase Melocha because that's the din of Shabbos that you can't do any Melocha. So he says, we've got Malesase Melocha, it should say Melechas Avoido. Why? The Melechas Eichel Nefesh Mutter by Yom Tov. Okay? So why is the Torah saying by Pesach, Leisase kol malacha, which is the same term as Shabbos, that you can't do any malacha, when Yom Tov, you are allowed to cook, and, you know, do things for food. The Inyan is as follows. It's a completely different mimer than before. Inay, It says the Gemara to say Perek Vav the Psachim in the Gemara in the sixth Perek of Psachim, Ikab looked at Tanoi. There's a Machlekes Tanoi which we just mentioned by Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer Svirlei, Ei Kula Lashem, Ei Kula Lachem. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion Yom Tov is either because one place says Hashem and one place says Lachem. Okay, well, one Yom Tov says Lashem and one Yom Tov says Lachem. So one opinion says, listen, you either all for Hashem or all for you, meaning you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. If you want to make it designated only for Hashem, good, and if you want, you can keep it for yourself. Rabbi Yeshua Svila Lei, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Chetzi Lashem v'chetzi Lachem. Every Yom Tov, besides Yeshua says, we'll soon see, is half Hashem, meaning you have to daven and learn and all that, but at the same time, you also have to enjoy the Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fast. The Gemara says that the both are arguing about what the one pasuk means, because one pasuk says Atzeres Hashem Alakecha, one pasuk says the Yom Tov is Tash for Hashem, another pasuk says Atzeres Tiyalachem, right? So Rabbi Eliezer Savar, I call either. What does the pasuk mean? One pasuk Lachem and one pasuk Hashem, meaning you can choose either completely for Hashem, you're allowed to fast and just daven and learn and all that stuff, and the other opinion says no. Rabbi Yeshua Sava Choker Chatzim. Val Koponim. He says like this. But by the way, everybody says by Shavuos, because over there by Shavuos, the Torah says clearly, Ti Alochem. So everybody says you have to enjoy the Yom Tov. You can't fast on Shavuos, you're not allowed to do all that. But nevertheless, by Shvi Shem Pesach, it says Hashem Elokecha. Yeah, by Pesach, the Pasuk uses the word Lashem Elokecha. That means by Pesach, it's more Lashem Elokecha than Lochem. Even though you could do both, according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is the Halacha, but you could do both. The Yesh Beishachas Yaisili is Kular Lashem. It's more to Hashem on Pesach than by Shavuos, where it says Lochem. Okay? See, in other words, he says like this. Even though Rabbi Yeshua learns it's half Lashem, half Lochem, but the fact by Pesach it says Lashem and Shavuos it says Lochem implies that by Pesach it's more connected to Hashem, and by Shavuot it's more connected to Lochem. So he says, "B'zeh yuvah mashal kosev by Pesach leisasim alocho kiven di boy oisa kula Hashem." Because if a person wants to make it all for Hashem, kein osev asiyas malacha seichel nefesh k'psakam mogen avram. It's an interesting thing. In Halacha says, the Magen Avraham brings down, what the Rebbe says here, that if a person, we learned that Yom Tov, if you want, you're allowed to fast, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're allowed to fast, or you can make it Lochem, right? So he says, a person that fasts is not allowed to do any cooking on Yom Tov. He can't cook for others. Because for him, he made it all Hashem. No, any Yom Tov. They're arguing about more Yom Tov than Rosh Hashanah. Shamisana Tairus Chanon be Yom Tov. Oseh basiyas melocha fil eichel nefesh. Moshe, we know there's a guy has a bad dream, you fast the next day, so then you can even fast Shabbos. So what happens to the guy, the night of Yom Tov has a bad dream, so he's allowed to fast the next day. So the Magen Avraham says, if you're fasting, then you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to do anything. But why would they say him? I say, "Kol Hashem Asim Basias Melacha Legami." Okay, basically like this. There's an aspect of for you. There's an aspect for Hashem. Pesach is Shvisha Pesach is more LaHashem Elokecha, and Shavuos is more Lochem. Okay, that's the simple meaning so far. V'nei Iker Asimcha. What's this main Simcha of Yom Tov Samachta B'Chagecha? This Berg Beis Barich. To rejoice in Hashem, like it says, the Yismuchu Bucha Yisrael, the Jews will rejoice in you. Okay? That means, what is the main Simcha of Yom Tov? That we're connected to Hashem. That we have Hashem, and He gives us, everything. The Agam Sheh Simcha Zotzorach Liyis Kol Hashano, even though L'Cheira, Simcha has to be a whole year, if there's Hashem B'Simcha. A person has to serve Hashem with Simcha, a whole year. So what's unique about Yom Tov when it says you have to be happy on Yom Tov? You have to be happy a whole year. Im kozeh Yom Tov nikra me'adim l'simcha, because then simcha shom mitzvah, he be yaseh seiz v'yaseh oz. You have to be more simcha. If It's interesting. The Rebbe once explained that the Rebbe brings on Sefer Minhagim that the Simcha Purim by the Rebbeim was greater Simcha than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Even Sukkot's man Simcha Seinu. The Rebbe once spoke that the mitzvah on Yom Tov is Samachta B'Chagecha is a biblical mitzvah. On Yom Tov you have to be happy. Then there's Simcha's Beis HaShe'evan Sukkot. That's not clearly mentioned in Chumash. The Gemara learns it out here. It says Miniskehem, and here it's a with a yud, without a yud, mem, so it says mayim. So for now we learn halachah l'mashim esinai that you have to have simchas beis hasheiva. So it's not clearly biblical. Yet we know that simchas beis hasheiva is greater than the simcha of Yom Tov, even though it's not even biblical. Then you have shmini atzeret simchas teira. We know factually people have more simcha than even simchas beis hasheiva. Even though the whole inyan of Akaf is dancing at Simchas Teira, it says it's only a minig. So that brings a minig atik. It's an old minig to do it. And then the Rebbe said that, because the Rebbe enforced that guys should go out in Simchas Teira to make the shuls happy. It used to happen, the Rebbe would come out Simchas Teira at night, after marriage there would be a break, and at 9 o'clock the Rebbe came out in Fabrengt, before Akaf. 9 o'clock, the Rebbe came out to Fabreng from 9 to 12. And then 12, the Rebbe left the shul for like 20 minutes for them to set up quickly Hakafis. Then the Rebbe came back like 12:30, and they started, you know, you were there. Ato Reisas, and then Hakafis, whatever. It started very late. So when the Rebbe started Fabreng at 9 o'clock, the only guys that were there were the guests of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody else was all over the city in shuls making freilich. So Rebbe once by Fabreng, he smiled when he said it. He says, at this inyan of going to shuls to make people happy, it's not even a minig brought down in halacha. The Rebbe initiated it. He says, even a greater simcha than simcha steira. And Rebbe was saying, it's interesting. Biblical, halacha meshim is Sinai, minig, and yet the simcha is more by a minig than it is by the halacha. But here, that's off topic. But here, huh?
So why is Purim so high? Oh,
so Purim is even a greater simcha than Simchas Teira. That's a fact. That's the Rebbe writes in Minhagim that the simcha Purim by the Rebbe was a greater simcha than Simchas Teira. Because Purim is Adaloyada. Purim is like Yom Kippur in a simcha way, not in a... No, but the Purim is a unique day. It's not one of the Chagim. But here the Rebbe is asking a different question. The Chayra, I mean, he's alluding to a question. What do you mean Yom Tov is Mayadim L'Simcha? You have to have Simcha on Yom Tov. The Chayra, you have to be Simcha every day. If there's Hashem B'Simcha every day. So what's the uniqueness of Simcha, of Yom Tov? So he says, it's Simcha, but yes, it says the Yazar. Yom Tov is the greatest Simcha than every day. So he said, Atam, why is Yom Tov a greater Simcha than regular day? Okay, so he says like this. What do mitzvahs do? Mitzvahs add, like we learned, by this Kriyas Yamsuf, right? What do mitzvahs do? They bring down from the Makifim level. Now, that means from Kesed, because mitzvahs are the 620 pillars, which is Kesed, which is the encompassing level, the crown on top of the head. So what did the Dr. Rebbe said before in the other Maimir, what do we do when we do a mitzvah? We bring down the infinite level of Elokus into Atzilus, and then it comes down into us. So he says, what's the inyan of Simcha? He says like this, through every mitzvah, you bring down Or Chodesh B'Atzilus, the Gam B'Kelim, even to the vessels of Atzilus. Nefesh Olekis, Nimshecha Mepnimis HaKelim. So he says like this, the Nefesh HaLakis comes from Matzilus, like Dr. Rebbe says in Perek Beis and Tanya, but it doesn't come from the Chitzenius level of Matzilus, it comes from the Primius level of Matzilus, and the Primius HaKelim. V'afal Pekein, Eim Izgala Baranim Shechai Dei Mitzvahs B'chinas Gili, L'slabesh B'secha B'chinas Ar Pnim. He says like this, nevertheless, when a person does a mitzvah, the neshama doesn't, we don't feel it so much, that the simcha that we created in Mamshech, the more or more revelation of Alak Shem Minta Atzilis, it just doesn't happen. And he says, even though the pearl in the worlds they feel the kedusha, bria feels the kedusha, atzilus feels the kedusha. Mikomakayim benefeshul akis a mer klal b'chinas pnimius v'b'chinas makif. This simcha that a person let's put it simple. A person does a mitzvah. He brings out a greater revelation of godliness into the world, into Atzilus and into Bria. But yet we don't feel it. Even though we come from such a lofty level, so Atzilus feels it, Bria feels it, Yah feels it, but the Nefesh doesn't feel it. Why doesn't the Nefesh feel it? So he's going to say, because the Nefesh is Nefesh al-Bamis, Mechaz al-Mastim, Mechaz Nefesh al-Likis. Okay? So in other words, the Nefesh HaBam is that the Nefesh HaLikis is into blocks it from feeling that revelation of Elokim. Very simple. There you bring down Kedusha. Why doesn't the Nefesh HaLikis feel it? Because there's a Nefesh HaBam is blocking you. If you're a tzaddik, by the way, you don't have a Nefesh HaBam, you see, you can feel it. Don't ask me. Never happened.